I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week for a second visit to the city of Carlisle, something that has never happened before. The first settlement is recorded here in Roman times when the town was called Luguvalium. Lugu is a Latin prefix relating to running water, while Valium is what gets us through this show. In 2005, Carlisle city centre suffered severe flooding, but thanks to generous funding from London, the residents of Carlisle have been provided... The residents of Carlisle have been provided with the means to cope with any recurrence. 75,000 snorkels. Carlisle has the shortest air link to the Isle of Man, although while the Icelandic volcano was erupting, the Isle of Man airport had to be closed. The airport manager refused to leave his house while the Earthfire Pixie was smoking his magic pipe. The Lakeland town of Windermere used to be called Berthwaite, but in 1847 the town changed its name when the Windermere Railway Company began services there. Similarly, when Virgin Trains began their service to Formby, it was renamed Overcrowded, Unreliable, Thieving Bastards on Sea. Unusually for a peer of the realm, the former Labour Minister Lord Clark of Windermere actually lives in Windermere. According to Who's Who, Lord Clark's hobbies are reading books and watching football. A Carlisle United fan, then. William Joyce, the infamous Lord Haw-Haw, lived here for a short while before making the wartime broadcasts from Germany, which resulted in him being hanged in 1946. Capital punishment for criminal broadcasters has since been abolished. Allowing me to say, let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Sandy Toxvig. And always ready for a quick score, please welcome the delightful Samantha. OK, we kick off today with a round called Uxbridge English Dictionary. As English developed from various older languages, it has many different terms which appear to be interchangeable. But this isn't always true. For example, there are people who don't know the difference between the words oilskin and tarpaulin. Well, oilskin refers to a type of strong, flexible, water-resistant material, often canvas, protected by a skin of oil, usually linseed oil, whereas tarpaulin is that miserable Irish bloke on Newsnight Review. However, meanings are constantly changing, teams, so let's hear any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Tim, you can start.
Flabbergasted, appalled at how much weight you've put on.
Graham.
Ambulate, a hearse.
Barry.
Monkey, a bit like a monk.
Sandy.
Camper van. Van with more sequins than the last one.
Wince. A setting on Jonathan Ross's washing machine.
Monogamy. Celebrating New Year in Scotland by yourself.
Radar. An attack by pirates.
Algorithm, former vice president on drums.
Doodar, a cool pirate.
Dependent, Italian indication of a hole made with a biro.
Bazaar. Barry the Pirate.
The teams are going to sing for us now in the round called Pick Up Song. This is where the teams sing along to some well-known records until suddenly the sound disappears. If listeners want to play their own version at home, just tune in to any music station on a DAB radio. Samantha made her usual visit to the sound archive to research the team's discs, where she discovered the archivists were excited that this week's show was being made in Cumbria and hinted that they'd like to visit. Samantha says she might invite them both to Cockermouth on the train. Samantha is back at the turntable and ready to give the discs a spin. You should sing along, teams, and continue when Samantha turns the volume down. If, when the music returns, you're within a midge's minimum of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean what they drink in Somerset. What do points mean? And this week's prize is sure to delight every magic and sorcery fan who likes their witches shiny and spotless. It's this Mr. Muscle Coven Cleaner. So, Sandy, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Middle of the Road singing Chirpy, Chirpy, Cheep, Cheep.
Where's your mama gone? Where's your mama gone? Little baby gone. Little baby gone. Where's your mama gone? Where's your mama gone?
Far, far away. Where's your papa gone?
Where's your papa gone?
Little baby gone.
Little baby gone.
Where's your papa gone?
Where's your papa gone?
Far, far away. Far, far away. Last night I heard my mama singing a song.
Ooh-wee. Chirpy, chirpy, cheep, cheep.
Woke up this morning and my mama was gone.
Ooh-wee. Chirpy, chirpy, cheep, cheep. Chirpy, chirpy, cheep, cheep.
Okay, you're next, Barry. I'd like you to accompany Eddie Cochran singing Summertime Blues.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler about a working old summer just trying to earn a dollar. Well, I tried to call my baby, tried to get a date. My boss said, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. One, two, three, four. Ba-da-ba-dum. Well, mama, papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Ba-da-ba-dum. Ba-da-ba-dum. If you want to use the card...
If you want to use the card...
Barry Cryer. It's caught a glimpse of your electronic tag when you danced just then. Well, so it's you now, Graham, and would you accompany Maurice Chevalier singing I Love Paris?
Every time I look down on my timeless town, where the blue or gray of your skies,
where there are loud be her cheers, or where soft be her tears, more and more do I realize. I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why do I love Paris? Because my love Paris.
Well done, Graham. Not many people can sing like that when they're sober.
I found it very phlegmatic.
Finally, would you, Tim, please accompany Lou Bega singing Mambo No. 5, I think it's called, is it?
Number 5?
Is it number 5? Sorry. Don't take the piss, I'll give you another song.
Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but really don't wanna. Beer bust like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheaper, like Angela, Pamela, Sandra and Rita. And as I continue, you know you're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me dump it. Please set it in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica here.
Jessica, here I am. A little bit of Eva, she
on me. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you. We were all very worried about you during that. OK, then, next up, the teams are going to recreate one of those competitive cookery TV shows. The genre started with Ready, Steady, Cook, originally hosted by Fern Britton. Interestingly, Fern only went into TV after she failed to qualify to join the post office. So Royal Mail's loss was the housebound's gain. OK, so one team has laid on a three-course dinner party at their house to which the other team are invited. The guest team's job is to repay this hospitality by finding as much fault with the meal as possible. So, Barry and Graham, you are the dinner party guests being entertained at the home of Tim and Sandy. And to assist you in your critique of Tim and Sandy's cooking, you've been provided with some appropriate sounding effects. You've been appropriated with some appropriate sound effects. If you just shut up, I might get it out, mightn't I?
So then get it out.
God help the home you end up in.
It's like being present at the birth of speech.
Which you were.
$15 all.
Separate cars, please. To assist you in your critique of Tim and Sandy's cooking, you've been provided with some appropriate sound effects to play in yourselves. So off you go.
Oh, they're here, darling.
Oh, are they? Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Hello, come in. Hello.
Come in, come in.
Good evening. So nice of you to have us.
No! Pleasure. Can I get you a drink?
Oh, with most card, just the one. Yes.
A spot of wine?
Yes, indeed. What can you provide?
Some Sancerre.
Sancerre is absolutely delicious.
Well, a glass of it would be better than a spot, I think.
Frightfully amusing. Yeah. Some special offer at Waitrose.
Let me open it for you.
Here you
are.
Two bottles.
That's better.
Next time in the plant, please.
Well, chin chin.
Yeah. Chin chin, yes. Yeah.
Oh, my glass eye's fallen in the olives.
And I've just tasted it.
Let me put the food out. Sorry, my leg fell off.
A little prawn cocktail, was that amuse you?
I don't know, what's it going to do?
Oh, look, it's just done it, yeah.
Well, I can't wait to get my teeth into this. Delicious.
Hang on, do you want a bit of pepper on there?
No, thank you.
Somebody bring in the main course. We're having roast crown of lamb.
Yes.
Oh, right.
It's delicious. It's very fresh.
And more potato.
Oh, it's a real crown as well.
More potatoes.
Oh. What's that doing there?
I'm sorry, the children are not normally allowed out from under the stairs.
Calm down, dear. It's only a glass.
You do all the cooking yourself, do you?
Oh, yes. let me cut it up for you. OK, time for pudding. A little trifle, I think.
Here you are. It's a little bit wobbly, I'm afraid. So, I'm afraid it's a little bit liquid.
It's moving towards me.
It obviously finds you very attractive. Well, it's been lovely, and
yes,
I
thank you so much.
Yes. Looking thank forward so to much. Going to your place.
Yes, thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank
indeed.
You very much.
Well, I shan't be going back there again.
Well, we have to move on swiftly as Tim needs to be out of here to be interviewed by the local paper. Let's wish him luck and hope he gets that much-needed job in telesales. The next round is all about love songs. Now, Barry Cryer has frequently been described by his wife as a hopeless romantic. On their 40th wedding anniversary, Barry splashed out on a romantic candlelit power cut. One of our earliest known love songs is Greensleeves, which many mistakenly believe was written by Henry VIII for a young lover, when in fact he wrote it for his ice cream man. OK, teams, as a test of your romantic skills, I'm going to present you with the first part of some love song lyrics, which I'd like you to complete. OK, so, Graham, this first one is for you. You just call out my name and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer or fall, all you have to do is call and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, you've got...
RAC membership.
You've got a friend... Barry, it's late in the evening, she's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup and brushes her long blonde hair. And then she asks me, do I look all right? And I say...
Is that you, Reg?
Yes, you look wonderful tonight. Tim, this one's for you. Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you.
You're no longer Prime Minister.
Sandy, can you complete this one, please? Unforgettable, that's...
No, it's gone.
Another one for you, Graham. You can reach me by railway, you can reach me by trailway. You can reach me on an airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by caravan. Cross the desert like an Arab man. I don't care how you get here, just...
Bring me the rhyming dictionary.
Barry, finish this one, can you? Maybe I didn't love you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't hold you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were...
Not as good as Reg.
You're always on my mind. How about this one? Tim, oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time, and time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still...
Listening.
Are you still mine? Sandy, how about this? Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Is this burning...
Really curable with yogurt.
Right. I think you've ruined all my favourite songs, by the way. Here's some for any of you to have a go at. Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say out loud. You're...
not really a leprechaun, are you?
Once, twice, three times a lady. Here's another one. Ooh, now let's get down tonight. Baby, I'm hot just like an oven. I need some lovin'. And baby, I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger. And when I get that feeling, I want...
no, no, don't worry, it's gone.
I want sexual healing.
Oh. Wow, fair Jack, enough. You could have me on the turn, I tell you.
Where's the yoghurt when you need it?
It's usually about September, isn't it?
One more for you. Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you.
So get them off.
And I always will. It's music time again with Swanee Kazoo. Hooray! This is where the teams duet to meld together the silky smooth glissando of the Swanee whistle with the grating rasp of the kazoo. Once considered an odd combination, the Swanee whistle and the kazoo now go together as naturally as Roy Rogers and Twiggy. Musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Listeners will be fascinated to hear that Colin has been in the studio dubbing Elton John. Obviously, he had a practice on an old leather football first. Okay. Tim and Sandy, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Sisters to feature Sandy Toksvig on the kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on the Swanee whistle. Marvellous to see you both grow in confidence like that. Barry and Graham, I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of A Policeman's Lot Is Not a Happy One to feature Barry Cryer on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee whistle.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that. If you'd like a CD of that, get a life. It's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a round of Farmers Film Club. We couldn't play this farming round without a mention of the nearby Cumbria Countryside Museum, where visitors can watch farmers using traditional methods of completing EU subsidy forms before being chased off the premises by a couple of huge snarling dogs. So, teams, with agriculture in mind, I'd like you please to suggest films likely to be popular with an audience of farmers. You can start, Sandy.
The Life of Brian Aldridge.
Tim.
Bridget Jones' Diary, starring Fertiliser Minnelli.
And Graham.
Ivan the Arable.
Barry.
Mia Farrow, Joan Plowright, Sally Field and the late Giant Haystacks. In A Manure for All Seasons.
The Lamb Shank Redemption.
I know what you did last summer.
Beef Encounter.
The Compost Man always rings twice.
Meet the Flockers.
Sound of Moo.
Bring me the herd of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the gloopy crude oil of destiny smothers the tender young prawns of time, and Heston Blumenthal decides he may have overdone the dressing again, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Carlisle, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Sandy Toksvig were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.